The word octomom wasn't one you heard very often, if at all, before January of this year. I looked in a news database and couldn't find a single mention of the word before 2009. But now the woman from California who had 8 babies to much public criticism has the perfect nickname. And the nickname may soon become more than that. She's attempting to trademark the word octomom. A trademark is, and this is the official definition from the United States Patent and Trademark Office, a word, phrase, symbol, or design, or a combination of words, phrases, symbols, or designs that identifies and distinguishes the source of the goods of one party from those of others. Trademark registration puts others on constructive notice that you've claimed rights to the word yourself and that you intend to use the word somehow to your benefit. The classic example is the registered trademark Kleenex, or, quoting directly off a package, Kleenex brand tissue. Kimberly-Clark Corporation has tried to see to it that Kleenex itself never officially becomes a generic word. Kleenex is a registered trademark and means that any company that creates its own type of facial tissue can't call the facial tissue Kleenex, even though the word Kleenex might get the point across more quickly. Octomom has set out to trademark her word so that others who would make products, including the diapers, dresses, pants, and shirts she plans, would be on notice that the word belongs to her. She's also claimed the rights to this intriguing Octomom good or service on another related trademark form that her attorneys filed, entertainment in the nature of ongoing television programs in the field of verity. But there could be a bit of drama to this non-televised Octomom saga. In mid-March, 1 month before Octomom herself began the trademark registration process, something that calls itself Super Happy Fun Fun Incorporated also applied for the Octomom mark. It lists action figures, kites, and yo-yos as among its possible Octomom goods and services. The real Octomom, of course, argues that the company has no right to register that mark or to use that word because within the past few months, that name has come to mean her. It'll be up to the Patent and Trademark Office to sort things out. Attorneys there research and investigate before they register any mark and can deny those that aren't appropriate for various reasons. Meantime, there have been a number of octo words filed with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office over the years, including octopod and octoblimp, two words that Octomom may wish to claim, considering that they likely describe two stages of her remarkable pregnancy. I'm Amy Guida.